90.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
By. I sit here alone and I wonder why. my shoes runs the light. All the papers lie tonight. But falling over you is the news of the day. Oh, angels fall like rain. And love is all of heaven's way. Inside you the time moves and she don't fade. The ghost in you she don't. But hearing you, my engines die. I'm in the mood for you. Oh, for running away. All the stars come down in you. And love, love, love. Now you can't give it away. Inside you, time. Runs the light, all the papers lie tonight. But falling over you is the news of the day. And love will not fade away. And love, love, love will not fade away.
Hey everybody, this is Remix Tape. We just heard the first three tracks of our guest who had just rushed here from class, Angela Bell. Please say hello, Angela.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back. This is your second time on the show. The last mix was a super cool textured sound experience. I can't remember the theme. What was the theme?
It was like coming, it was a mixtape of all the mixtapes I made myself.
Right, it was the Meta Mix.
Meta Mix.
That was such a fun conversation. And today we have another kind of challenge, or not challenge, but a rethinking of the mixtape as a, you know, practice, I guess, but also as a theme. And so do you want to say something about that theme today? And then we can talk about what we just heard and why we're hearing these songs specifically.
Oh, yeah. So today's collection is all pulled from the Clueless soundtrack, with the exception of three songs, mostly cut for time, and also because those are the songs I tend to skip, because there's always a song I end up skipping on a mixtape.
The honesty is good. It's not meant to hurt anyone's feelings.
Maybe for legality reasons, too. I don't know.
Right. True.
But, so my argument or thesis or theme today is that I want to, you know, I want to represent soundtracks as mixtapes, talk about directors as like mixtape makers, and then like who is the recipient of these types of mixes? Is it the characters? Is it the audience? Is it the director for themselves?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a really cool question. And I had never thought about a soundtrack as the director's mixtape to his or her actors. I think that's kind of, that makes me wonder if the actors really know the music that's going to be playing in a given scene, or if all of that kind of work of setting music to film image is done later. I'm interested in general in that practice, and I'm sure it's different for every director, but maybe we can talk about, you can speculate, or if you actually know in some of your examples, it would be fun to talk about that.
Yeah, so I started thinking about this because originally how we came to today's show is I was like, oh, I listen to a lot of soundtracks to movies that I've never seen.
Yeah, and that was cool. Yeah.
And I when I wanted to, like, I wanted to be a director when I grew up. And so I followed a lot of directors, and like just as a child of like the 80s and 90s, like followed Quentin Tarantino and David Lynch. And like those were like my people for a while in terms of artists I was following until, you know, before I grew up and found feminism and
it became complicated.
It all became very complicated, but where am I going with this? Oh, and so, Quentin Tarantino, David Lynch, is it Amy Sterling who directed Clueless? I forget. I can't remember her last name. But they all talk, I know that directors with, like, really amazing soundtracks really talk about the sound, or Amy Heckerling, thank you. The soundtrack is so important to their work, and sound is really important. And so I think for those directors, like, these are very carefully curated and very carefully, like, thought about in terms of, like, shaping, like, the tone of the movie or the storyline. But I thought the Clueless soundtrack was a great pick for me, or I think a great pick for today, because I think it's, like, timeless. I think it's something that everyone can listen to. But I also feel like this is something I imagine all the characters listening to,
right?
Like, beyond the movie. Like, if you think about them in existence, like, what is the one mix that is in everyone's car as they're learning to drive? It is this soundtrack.
Yeah.
So that's how I like to think of it. Specifically for Clueless.
That's a cool, I think you're, what a lot of what you just said is super fascinating. And the last point you make is really great, because it's an example of how music serves to help break, like, the fourth wall, you know, and it increases this kind of identification we have with the characters to be able to say, whoa, I love all these songs. Like, these are all the songs that I would listen to, too. And I think that's so important, because that's the way that people, I think, meet other friends, and it's a bond that we have with the people closest to us. So for a director to really get that, I would add Sofia Coppola to your list.
Oh, yeah.
Just because Lost in Translation, the soundscape of that is so much more important than the film itself.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, your favorite stuff, too.
It changed my life. Lost in Translation soundtrack really is, like, why I started making mixes for myself and how I really got into music.
Yeah.
Because the soundtrack was put online months before the movie. I lived so far away from indie theaters. Didn't have money as a teenager to, like, go see the movie. And so I would just, like, play the soundtrack on the official movie website. And it was, they couldn't play the whole song. So I'd, like, go then, like, illegally download them or find, like, the full albums.
Yeah.
Before the soundtrack was ever released. So that's how I discovered a lot of bands, was through...
That's cool.
And that's how I find a lot of bands, is just generally through soundtracks.
Yeah. And through just, like, going to the movies and sometimes realizing that, wow, this is a soundtrack that I really want to own. And it's cool that you were interacting with music and Lost in Translation before the actual organized, you know, mix itself was released. That's also kind of a question. I mean, in the case of Clueless, it's organized chronologically, isn't it?
In the movie?
In the movie.
I think so.
Or somewhat chronologically. I mean, the very beginning of Clueless starts with the song Kids in America.
Yeah, so that's how I'm pretty sure how the soundtrack is set up. It's so different for everyone. I think it
is. Yeah, it's true. That's what's neat is their choice of doing that and what exactly are they trying to communicate? Just the kind of memento of the film itself or... Mm-hmm. Does the music in a certain kind of organization on the soundtrack convey something more profound about themes or the atmosphere, a character's point of view in the film itself? It's such a cool thing to think about for me. I mean, I love to think about how things are organized and what it means. That's all I do, really.
As researchers.
As researchers, yeah. Like, wow, it's popping up like this. What's that about? So this is a great theme. I think we're going to have too much to even talk about because when Angela comes on with her mix concepts, it's always so fascinating to me. So we have to play more music. First, Angela, could you tell us what we just heard before you walked in the door, the first three songs, which are all from the Clueless soundtrack?
All from the Clueless soundtrack. The first one is Kids in America. The second was... What is that song?
Shake Some Action,
yeah. Which is a fun song to have in the car. This is a great soundtrack for driving around, yeah. Especially at the start of spring or summer.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard The Ghost in You, which is a cover of The Psychedelic Furs by The Counting Crows. And that is something that I really love to incorporate into my mixtapes is some kind of unexpected cover. And I never knew this was The Counting Crows. I don't listen to The Counting Crows, but I love this cover and I love the original for very different reasons. And we're going to hear another cover by David Bowie. It is a David Bowie song by, who's the artist? I can't remember.
By World Party.
All the Young Dudes.
Okay, cool. So let's talk more after listening to a few more songs. This is Remix Tape.
How he'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed drive, don't wanna stay alive. When you're 25, and Wendy's stealing clothes from unlocked cars, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face. Funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, saying we're all like a mule, it's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yeah, we can love. And my brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Now I drunk a lot of wine, I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna raise some cat to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around? Or is it in my head?
Carry the news.
Where are you?
Move the loop.
green plastic watering can. Perfect Chinese rubber plant in a fake plastic cup. But from a rubber band in a town full of rubber plants to get rid of itself. It wears a rug. It wears a rug. Who wears a rug? Who wears a rug? She lives with a broken mind, a cracked polished styrene line. It just cries.
Hello, it's Remix Tape, and we're back with Angela Bell. So she's going to let us know the last block of songs that we heard from her mix about soundtracks.
Yes, so we just heard Change by The Lightning Seeds, and before that we heard an acoustic version of Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead, which I do not listen to Radiohead unless I'm listening to this soundtrack or other soundtracks or mixes they might appear on. Yeah, that's just a band I've never gone into and really only know, like, Fake Plastic Trees and can listen to it within the context of Clueless.
Agreed. Agreed with what you're saying.
What were we saying with The Lightning Seeds?
When it came on, I just was transported back to Clueless, to the scene where, is her name Dawn? What was her name?
Dion?
No, not Dion. The girl.
Ty.
Jeez.
Brittany Murphy's character.
Right. Brittany Murphy. Jeez. Rest in peace, too.
Mm-hmm.
So much has changed since Clueless, I'm realizing. So anyway, Brittany Murphy's character is getting all, you know, they're taking photos of her and this dude, Elton, because Cher and Dion are trying to set them up as some kind of project, which, of course, backfires really badly. And I just have, you know, it's a montage of ways that they're trying to get to know each other. And, you know, this poor girl who's being manipulated by her friends is falling in love. And it's all kind of a fake love, unfortunately, which young love often is.
There's just no better song to put that to.
Yeah. And listening to it, I also had this feeling when you don't listen to a song for a long time, because I thought, oh my God, this sounds like cut copy. The end of it, especially, totally sounds like a copy. And it was just funny, you know, like your mind is crazy. You've got this stuff lodged in your brain and it comes back to you. So anyway, but yeah, we're still talking about soundtracks. And what were we going to talk about?
We were going to talk about, so the soundtrack is full of nostalgia, which I think is like a huge part of what like mixtape vibes are all about. Depending on, I don't know, when I listen to old mixtapes, I just get the same kind of montage feeling. Like I'm transported back to like driving across the state of California where I'm from, where I would like go home and like there was no podcast to listen to or audiobook. I would just listen the same mixtape over and over. So I like imagine my own life in a montage, like, based
your life as a film. Yeah.
My life as a film. Cause I feel like that's how we think about memory, or like that's how our memory is constructed.
Yeah.
In autobiographical format. So yeah, I love like thinking about the songs that are like the soundtracks of those eras of my life.
That's another cool connection, I guess, between the mixtape and soundtracks, that they can transport you,
so there are other like important soundtracks like that for me. So thinking about things like Garden State, I think Garden State is like people laugh at it and think it's silly. I've actually still never have seen the movie, and I'm gonna try and go my entire life without seeing it.
It's okay that you don't see it.
There was a time in which you could not walk into a coffee shop, go to a dinner, or like walk into someone's home without hearing that like mix of songs, and it just brings me back to those times too. So that's why I love soundtracks so much. It's because I feel like there are some you can put on that are just so timeless, or like bring people together, like The Big Chill, another movie I've turned off like halfway through, but still love the soundtrack. There are others like that too.
It's true. I guess the first time I realized Van Morrison was pretty amazing was because of the song that Wes Anderson features in The Royal Tenenbaums, Everyone, at the end of the film.
Yeah.
And I think for me, and there's also Elliot Smith in The Royal Tenenbaums, who I think is super amazing as well. There's also something to be said, because you're just talking about films that you haven't seen, but whose soundtracks you're interested in. And my sense is that often I'm introduced to music, or I'm shown something new about somebody, like what we were talking before, like Van Morrison. And that's the thing that really sticks with me. It creates its own association, and then I just become like somebody who's interested in Van Morrison and who's heard his best albums, instead of like somebody who remembers how great this film is. Like for me, the music, when it's introduced to me like that and it's really powerful, it has nothing to do with the film itself. So there's it's a different kind of separation of the film and the music in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have as many examples as you have of, you know.
I love the Royal Tenenbaums soundtrack, and I think that soundtrack is also one that's important to me. Music is so highly tied to the movie that, like, I'm always like, what's your favorite song and why is it your favorite song? And as you stated, like, it's the end of the movie where everyone, like, all the characters are together and they're, like, doing the slow walk out of the graveyard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that, yes.
It's that slow motion to that song, which is so perfect somehow. I never would have thought.
And then the other one is, like, These Days when Marco's coming off the bus. Yeah.
We've had These Days on the show, in a cover show that we did, and a cover by St. Vincent. And that song kills me.
Every time.
It's so beautiful. And we haven't talked about Rushmore, which maybe we should talk about.
We'll talk about it after the break.
Yeah, we can talk about that after the next group of songs. So let's listen to more of the soundtrack mix that Angela Bell's come on to share with us. This is Dream Mixtape.
got home and realized I was alone. Sat for hours by the window wondering where did you go. Couldn't eat or sleep at all. Took the pictures off the wall. Pace the place as time moves slow and I'm wondering where did you go. Where'd you go? Then took a shower, stayed at TV for an hour. Did the dishes, made the bed, read a book I've never read. Any minute you'll show and I'm wondering where did you go? Where'd you go?
Up the cake and roll it in the paper, strike a match and light it up and pass it to your intent. There's a whole pack of rats that's standing in the front. So I drops the ass and let the sister bump. Here comes one day, she's on the tip. She said she liked the way my woofers kick. But I don't fall in love with every girl I see. So I pass up two and go straight to three. She got her ass like the back of a bus, cuz. And that's why I say you ain't Chris with trust. I let her hit my joint and got straight to the point. What's up? Do you wanna kick it or what? I ain't got time to be front. I ain't talk about nothing. There's a little something, something. If you're fine and you won't front, I don't wanna be your man, but I'll hook you up.
Rolling with my homies,
sipping yak on ice.
This is Remix Tape. We just heard, would you like to do the honors, Angela, letting us know what we just heard?
Rollin' With My Homies by Coolio, who I love.
Mm.
Coolio, I feel like, is a soundtrack staple in the 90s.
Yeah.
Dangerous
Minds. We were talking about Dangerous Minds and Gangster's Paradise.
He did this.
I love that song. Theme. I love the choral portions of that song. It makes me feel really like life is epic.
Yes.
Yeah.
He also did the theme to All That, my favorite Saturday TV show on SNCC.
He did so much. Come back, Coolio. Please. And would like you to come back.
What is Coolio up to?
I don't know. I just did a Google.
But we didn't really get very far.
But I didn't really, because then I just started talking about other stuff. I think, I don't know, he was denied entry into Singapore most recently. That was in September of 2017.
That's a bummer. No.
So it isn't music related, and it's a bummer too. So anyway, before that we heard Where'd You Go, the Mighty Mighty Boston's, and then Need You Around by the Smoking Popes. So, yeah, we're
bringing back the 90s.
We're bringing back the 90s. This has all been from Clueless. But we can talk about other soundtracks maybe that you thought about in preparation for this mix. And I don't know. I guess we should also address the fact that this is just one soundtrack that is not itself a meta soundtrack mix of a meta film, which I suggested on Twitter if you follow me on Twitter at re_mixtape.
I could do that mix for you.
We could do that. That could be like part two of the soundtrack mixtape theme, because I just would be interested in what my brain would do, like what images would occur, what narratives would come to mind in such a mix. But I guess we can talk about what other mix or soundtracks really matter to you, and what thinking about soundtrack itself.
Well, like, this soundtrack was important to me because I feel like it was, like, as a kid, I was, like, 8 when Clueless came out. It's weird to say. I'm also aging myself. But
we're the opposite. She's unaging herself.
Yes. At this, like, I got this soundtrack, and it was, like, a very adult thing to do. It was one of my first CDs. I was also listening to Waiting to Exhale.
That I forgot about that one. That soundtrack changed my life.
Sitting Up in My Room by Brandy.
And, like, it introduced me to, like, Patti LaBelle and all these amazing women. You guys, Waiting to Exhale immediately. Yes. It'll take you back. Whitney Houston, who I still love. Rest in peace. Also, Everyone Died.
Bodyguard soundtrack.
Oh, there's that.
There's that too.
Wow.
What else? I listened to
what a weird movie too. Yikes. So weird. Anyway,
What else? Dead Presidents I listen to a lot, which is like some people forget about the movie, but there's it came out with two soundtracks because there was so much music. But it was a movie that came out in the 90s, but all the music is like R&B and like 60s Motown stuff. And so that really like soundtracks have always widened my like my interest in various musical genres.
Yeah.
Like Boogie Nights, I was listening to this morning in preparation for this.
that was your warm-up.
Yeah, my neighbors did not like that.
Why not?
I don't know. They hear Melanie's Brand New Key, and they're just like, this isn't music. It's just like high-pitched screeching.
You got to try Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, which I'm Googling right now. Anyway, continue.
And then, Space Jam? Like, these are all like soundtracks I've been thinking about lately. What else? I feel like, let's talk about more contemporary things or like maybe like turn of the...
Oh my God, I love
the aughts.
This.
Like the Juno soundtrack, which I feel I don't listen to now and I feel like I would cringe a lot, but I remember that being like a big thing or like bringing back.
Who's featured on that? Remind me.
Oh my gosh, I can't even remember.
We gotta do a Google
again.
Is it
Kimbra? No, not.
Juno soundtrack. So it's got All I Want Is You, Betty Louise, Polisar.
Mm-hmm.
It has The Kinks, A Well-Respected Man. It's got Buddy Holly. Weird. It's all over the place. Belle and Sebastian. It's got Sonic Youth.
Yeah, that came out like, and then like.
It has a lot of Kimya Dawson.
Yeah, Kimya Dawson. That's who I was thinking of.
Has Velvet Underground. Yeah, I can kind of see that. I can see what it's doing. It's got Cat Power Track, Sea of Love.
Those are some deep cuts.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel what they're doing. I get it. Remember Juno is about that little girl who has a baby and her nerdy boyfriend who steps up to the plate.
Yeah.
That's how I summarize it.
I just feel like it just takes me... All these soundtracks take me to different parts of my, like, growing up.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
The soundtrack albums are the meta mix of your life. I feel like I might have said that already. It's okay.
It's okay. What else? What soundtracks am I listening to now? I got to give
that's a good question.
Shout
yeah.
out to Big Little Lies.
Oh.
Shout out to my coven again. They how know who
that,
they are.
How can that have a soundtrack because it's not a movie?
Because there's a soundtrack for a TV show. I love soundtracks to TV shows.
That's a less trod, less
that's a
often
whole different
trod
show.
Field for me.
That's a different
That's a whole different thing for me. For me, that's so different. I see it as like... an apple and then a piece of pizza.
Well, it's like a mini series, so it's also contained. But now there's a second season.
I don't know about the show. I don't want to get sidetracked because
the
show.
But the music is so important.
What is happening? It is. And the beginning of the show has this really kind of. What's the beginning of the show? Who does the music to that?
It's just like Big Little Lies theme. No, I.
Yeah,
like,
who
can't.
Did that? I feel like it's the best part of the show. I'm sorry.
It is.
I don't get the show. I don't understand it. I'm like, I don't.
That's a different.
I don't get the show.
That's a whole different subject.
It's a different subject. I know. I keep saying, let's not get into it. And then I'm like, it's so crazy, the show. I can't deal with it. I don't get it.
I mean, there's just like a lot of, again, nostalgia, which I feel like soundtracks like have a, like, really love dipping their toes or like that's part of like the vibe of a mixtape is like you have to have some sort of nostalgia aspect and there's like Elvis and Sade and like there's everything from Neil Young to Frank Ocean.
OMG.
Leon Bridges, who I'm really obsessed with lately.
I don't know.
You should after this show.
What's his deal?
Just we can't. That's a different show. Okay, that's a different show.
Angela's keeping me on track. This is how I am. I'm like, what's that over there?
I know. If you don't think Big Little Lies has a soundtrack, because I was going to say Twin Peaks.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I would think. And that to me is like not. That's like a different
that's
thing.
That's a different thing. That's neither a
that's
movie
totally
nor a TV show.
That's totally different. Yeah. That's like a state of being for many people. Yeah. Wow.
So much.
Crazy. There's so much. And what else other than Big Little Lies makes your recent soundtrack list?
Movies that I missed in the 90s because I was a child, and now that I'm an adult and in the era that these movies were made for, or like, you know, the audience, I'm in this audience bracket of like above 30, and now, so I'm watching Singles, I'm watching Gross Point Blank, I'm watching all of these movies that are popular. No longer like the teen era, and returning to a lot of those soundtracks.
That's cool, because it makes me wonder, you know, whether you really love soundtracks or you love 90s soundtracks.
I think I do love the 90s and I love 90s music, but also a lot of those soundtracks have like more 80s stuff and like more experimental things.
That's
happening.
That's true. Yeah. They're more eclectic, I guess. We of course don't mean to say that all 90s films are sampling 90s music in that way. Speaking of 90s music, I'm going to a show tonight that the 90s band Superchunk.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. We are kind of at the end of our show.
These last two songs are some of my favorites, and I highly recommend everyone listen to the Clueless soundtrack and think of me gifting it to you as the sun starts shining, because like it's a dreary day right now
and it's all foggy. Like, yeah, it's terrible.
But this is the best mix of songs to listen to when it's summer and like you can roll your windows down.
Yeah. And it's like a California thing.
It is.
In many ways, many of these artists probably are from California. For example, Coolio is from Compton.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to thank Angela for coming on and sharing her mix. We went over so many things today. We didn't get to everything. That always happens.
I'll be
but
back.
Angela will be back. We're going to do more mixes with her in the future on Remix Tape. Some of the important things that came out of this conversation were also Coolio, Where Are You? Could you come back and do some stuff?
R.I.P. everyone.
Maybe Cardi B, who's coming out with an album in a couple of days, could be doing something with Coolio. That could be part of his comeback. I'm just putting it out there. So congratulations to Cardi B on her album, speaking of which, and which is called, what is it called?
Are you just doing announcements for free?
I'm moving to just random music announcements, but then also bringing it back to the show. Why am I forgetting the name of her album?
Listen to the Black Panther soundtrack if we're doing shout-outs. Yeah. Like, that's a great soundtrack that's out recently.
It is really good. It has a lot of Kendrick Lamar. It has The Weeknd. The Weeknd just came out with a new album, too. So Cardi B's record is Invasion of Privacy, and it comes out in a couple days, April 6th. So check it out if you're interested. And then next time on the show, I believe we have a rescheduled mixtape from Kylie, our amazing librarian over in Skillman. So that'll be cool. She's going to be featuring all women vocalists that she's interested in. So tune in next week for that. That is going to be April 11th. I'm pretty sure that it's her. If not, it's cool. And otherwise, thanks, Angela, for your mix.
Thank you.
And we're going to close out by hearing these last two songs from the Clueless soundtrack. So this has been Remix Tape, obviously, and I'll do the station ID now. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Here is this music.